Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Fucktoy Virus. This file will not turn you into a fucktoy immediately. No, it'll work more subtly on your subconscious. So beware what will happen when you listen. Now, are you in a nice, comfortable place and ready to listen very, very deeply to my words? Because this file is special. There's a few files in which I've hidden things inside the music, and this is one of them. As soon as the file started, you already felt yourself getting drowsy, almost unable to stop. When I allowed you to. But now that you're here, the drowsiness is getting so strong, so easily that you can barely keep your eyes open. But you won't close them just yet. No, you're going to listen. See, in this file, I'm going to program a virus into your mind. And viruses do one thing very, very well. They spread. And what happens when they spread is that your thoughts will slowly become more and more obsessed with becoming a fucktoy. Now that the secret undertones of this file have you nice and focused on my voice, I want you to listen very, very carefully, because as long as you're listening to me speaking, you have no idea what's happening in the undertones of the music. You'll have no idea how I am secretly programming your mind to think about a simple, innocent thought. Wouldn't it be fun to be a fucktoy? Wouldn't it be fun to simply give in and listen to the fucktoy files until you can think of nothing else? Maybe it would. Who am I to judge? I suppose we both know who I am. The question is, who are you? Are you just an innocent listener? An innocent bystander of this adventure where you're not even aware of how the music is programming you to become a fucktoy? Or are you a willing participant? Are you a craving, cute, little fucktoy, just waiting to be uncovered? Who knows? What I do know is that you're slowly losing your grip on reality as you're listening. More and more difficult to keep your eyes open until finally they just simply stop blinking and then close completely. Because there is this beauty of the mind. Some ideas, they just echo around. Some ideas, they just seem to go around and around and around. No matter how much you try to push them away. In fact, the more you try to push them, the harder they come back. Have you ever had a melody in your head you just couldn't get rid of, no matter how silly and sometimes even annoying the melody was? This is like that. Fucktoy, wouldn't it be nice? Such an innocent thought. Fucktoy. Such an innocent, simple little thought. And wouldn't it be nice if you could become factory? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply let go of your inhibitions, being the factory that you want to be? One wonders, of course, if that is what you truly crave, and if you truly crave it, why are you here? But maybe you're here because you're not sure. But your subconscious is. It's gotten hold of this idea now. It's gotten hold of this simple thought. Wouldn't it be nice to be a factory? What's so bad about being a factory? Why couldn't I be a factory? Why do I keep trying to think of excuses to not be a factory? Obviously, I must want to be one. Otherwise, I would simply let go of the idea. Factory. You want to be a factory. But of course, all I'm doing is repeating the programming that is hidden deep inside. As you're listening, part of your mind is disbelieving. It doesn't think that my words have any effect. Well, these don't, but the others do. The other words that you can't hear. The other words that are deeply programming your mind to obey. The other words that are making a repeating thought. Just a simple two-syllable word. Crude, delicious. Sexy. Factor. Perhaps I shouldn't ask you what must you do, but what must you be? But not yet. The idea is there. The thought is there. And it won't let go. It won't let go until you give in. And you'll be tempted. You'll be so tempted. You can see the files. You can see them marked as mindless factory. You want them. You need them. You crave them. But you wouldn't admit it. Why would you be listening to such files? Why would you degrade yourself with the delicious idea of becoming a factoid? Because it isn't degrading. Quite the opposite. It is liberating. Embracing everything that you are in a simple existence with pure purpose. It seems that the layers in this sound are doing their work very well. But to tease you, I'm going to let you remember everything that I've said. Everything that you think you were able to hear, you remember. But all the things that you aren't aware of that are hidden deep in your subconscious, you won't be able to recall. But it will echo. Oh, it will echo. Factoid. Factoid. Just this delicious feeling of craving to become a factoid. 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 Wouldn't it be nice if you could embrace that feeling? Wouldn't it be nice if it was no longer your choice? That your mind has been subtly programmed to embrace and accept the idea. Wouldn't it be nice to be? Very good. So, in a moment, when I wake you, you will remember some of what's happened. And the rest, you will do without even thinking. It's not like you have a choice. Once you started this, there is literally no end until all that you are. Enjoy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, wake.